My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Video games, welcome once again to another edition of Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me as always...
Hello, Tommy Dasilo. My name's Ben Vanel, and with us as always...
Hello, Tommy Dasilo and Ben Vanel. My name is Adam Knox, and with us as always...
Can he go second from now on?
Yeah, I might have to start doing it.
Yeah.
I was about to throw to you second because you started checking your watch.
Yeah.
4 seconds into doing the pod.
I wanted to know what the time was when we started doing the podcast.
Okay, interesting. And what was the time?
4 seconds past 6:33.
Because I do that constantly. I'm like, oh, I better check what time it is, and then... And 10 minutes later, I realized I did not take the time in at all when I did that. That's why every meal I eat is completely burnt, and why I'm always late, and why each of these podcasts goes for 13 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, we have enough space.
We do have enough space on the SD card. Mm. We checked. We're counting it down. We got 13 hours, 34 minutes, and 38 seconds left.
All right.
Until we run out of space.
I got nothing to talk about. You got anything to talk about?
No, I got nothing to talk about.
Mm. I... tripped over my couch. No, I didn't trip over anything else.
Really? You haven't tripped over anything at all in the last week?
I genuinely nearly tripped over that same thing the other day. Because I was walking in the same direction looking at my phone and I put my head up and went, oh.
And looking then, around like you're on camera.
Yeah.
You're not going to get me this time.
I understand this prank.
See, I think the fact that you almost did it again proves that it's your fault and not the benches. Mm.
I think the exact opposite. If
no,
a man
you know
who is conscious of it and avoiding it deliberately in his head
but you
can
weren't
be so...
You said you were looking at your watch or your phone.
And then I avoided it deliberately using my head. It didn't happen to me because I walked that in a different way. But
my prediction is that before the end of financial year,
okay,
you'll trip over it again.
So that's the 30th of June.
Mm. Yes.
2019.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy 2019, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy 2019, everybody.
Is this the first episode? Oh, no, we put an episode out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Then, everybody.
You tripped over the date.
Can you wish people a Happy New Year anymore, or is that done?
I think it's done.
I honestly think you can do it for the whole year.
Tired, wishing people a happy 2019. Wired, wishing people a happy 2020.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We should start getting in early.
Yeah.
We should just do our game of the year for 2019 next week.
Fuck, shit. I like that.
All right. This
Mario
is the game.
Deluxe U. Guys, it's been a bumpy year.
No. Fitness boxing is absolutely up there for me.
Let's just do it this week because we're going to talk about all the games in 2019 that we're looking forward to.
We'll do our predictions.
I'm going to predict my fucking game of the year.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I like that.
Anthem.
Well, is there any... Let's give a quick plug to the new Patreon format as well up the top because that is still pretty recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who's jumped over on that. If you've missed the news the last couple of weeks, the new format of that is if you subscribe $10 a month on Patreon, you get a second episode of this show every week.
Every single week.
Every single week. So it's gone from being once a month and being about a video game to being once a week and being not about video games at all.
Yes.
But about all manner of other things.
Everything.
Including but not limited to the best movies,
yes,
the best music, my back pain,
yes,
my range hood.
What names are good?
What names are good?
I'm going to get into fights on there. I'm going to start a beef of the week.
Beef of the week.
This week.
Brisket.
I want to fight anyone who likes brisket.
And we're going to have guests on there. We're going to have a guest on there next week.
Yeah.
If they don't pull out, which
sure,
they have done to me before on another podcast that I am... quote unquote producer of.
With all this podcasting we're doing, I hope we have more than 16 hours on this SD card.
What are we down to? 13 hours, 31 minutes what? And 31 seconds.
It was 16.
No, it was 13.
Was it?
You're thinking of the amount of gigabytes it has.
Yeah. I always get minutes and gigabytes confused.
It would have been nice if they could have made them sync up. If a minute equaled a gigabyte, there's too many
way?
There's too many measurements to remember. There's too many different things to keep in your head at any one time.
A minute, if you record or export at 128 kilobytes per second, a minute is roughly a megabyte.
That is okay. A man who's a robot.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you talking about?
Ben just fused his mind with the recorder and was able to go into the Matrix and get that information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm Neo. You know, Neo actually rearranges to spell one. That's why he's the one in the Matrix. Neo, one.
Brian Eno.
He's the one.
Yeah. Whoa, the one man. Yep. We should get high and watch the Matrix.
We should get Neo
on. The Patreon episodes. I said this to you today that I'm something I'll be talking about in this week's Patreon episode. Might touch on a bit of the great Joe Pantoliano.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's in the Matrix.
He certainly is. Mm. He plays Theodore. I don't remember his name. Cypher.
No, he plays Theodore in Memento.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Teddy in Memento.
Yeah, he is too.
What a great actor.
He's that wig guy in Sopranos.
Well, yes. Yeah, hey, that's a good tease. That's a good sizzle.
That's a really good sizzle. Mm. Yeah.
Dude, I love to sizzle. I'm a sausage man.
Beef of the week.
I said to Ben, I'd love to make it a thing on the Patreon episode where we do series where we go in on the works of some of the great character actors. I'd love to do like the month of Pantoliano.
Yeah, month of Buscemi.
The month of Buscemi. Mm.
It's John Leguizamo-gust.
It's actually not bad, but the odds of us ever having weeks where all three of us have done the required viewing are slim to none.
I couldn't name you more than two John Leguizamo movies.
Ice Age, would that be one of them?
The Happening?
So I can name you about seven John Leguizamo.
Okay, all the Ice Age movies.
He's in The Happening, The Pest.
The Pest, yeah.
Which we famously maybe talked about on this show.
Yeah.
Not Moulin Rouge, the fucking other one. Romeo and Juliet. Yes. Shakespeare's Moulin Rouge.
He's Tybalt, right?
Yeah.
If we did the month of Pantoliano, that would be a fun month because we'd get to do The Matrix. We'd get to do
Memento.
Memento, season 3 and 4 of Sopranos. Mm-hmm. Baby's Day Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff in there.
He played the baby.
So that's the funniest one he could have been.
Look who's talking style.
Greg Pantoliano's played the baby. I don't know his name.
Mm-hmm. We should be saving this for the Patreon, but did you guys see did you see Travolta going wig off this week?
Let's do save that for the Patreon.
Okay, let's
save
it.
Does he have a wig?
Well, let's save it.
Yeah, let's save it. Oh. So there you go, guys. If you want to hear about confirmed whether or not John Travolta wears a wig, you got to sign up to the Patreon.
That's it. We are running a scam.
And also, we're going to do that after we've done this. So what's the bet we just forget to talk about all this stuff that we're hyping up on the main show?
Yeah.
But yeah, we won't be banging on about it every week. But get over there. And we should say, as a thing that we were hoping would inspire more people to sign up to the Patreon, so far it's working.
Yeah.
And that's very nice that a lot more people have come over. So that's great.
A lot of people who weren't in the Facebook group either, like people who are just jumping on to the Patreon fresh. And so, yeah, welcome aboard.
Yeah, and it's funny because now the Patreon group isn't just about this show. It's discussion about things we talked about in the Patreon app, which I think this week was like fucking Dumb and Dumber and I don't know, throw pillows or something. God knows. Because we did the first one of them like a month or two ago.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, so if you do it, you get all the old stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do.
It's already up there.
All right, so yeah, we thought what we'd do for this week is get into a bit of some predictions for 2019 and also just, go through the stuff that is announced that's coming out or the stuff that's rumored to be coming out and do a bit of a look ahead.
Yes.
About the year that will be.
Who wants to kick us off?
Well, I've got a list here of
Tommy, you go.
16 reasons why I should go first.
Well, so we should say, I think we all kind of found this when we were putting, because we've each put together our own list of stuff that we're personally looking forward to. So heaps of the year is pretty unknown at this point. There's a lot of stuff undated.
Yep.
I'd say everything from the 11th of January onwards is pretty much a question mark.
Yeah, there's a few dates in there, but
I could tell you what dates are going to happen this year. I could nail that.
Yeah.
Okay.
4th of March, it'll happen.
Okay.
9th of June, an 85% chance.
What about February 29?
Not today. Maybe another year.
I don't know what would have to happen to make you wrong about these predictions, but God, I hope it does. That'd be so satisfying for you to be wrong about predicting that the 4th of March will happen in 2019.
There's a good chance that it will not happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You read the news lately? Oh, boy.
Mm.
They're going to change the calendar.
Yeah.
So, yes, it feels like, I don't know, maybe this is true every year, but it feels to me like this is a year where there is more stuff unannounced at the start of the year or undated at the start of the year than there usually is. Although maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that's just revisionist of me.
I think that it's both a year where there's more stuff undated and less stuff in general.
I agree. Yeah, that seems fair.
It's that same feeling of coming to the end of a console generation where there's the stuff that's been in production for so long that it's... I mean, at the end of last generation, for example, it was The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And at the end of this one, it's The Last of Us Part 2.
Mm.
And that sort of game where it's like, it's just going to inch out before the next console generation.
It's almost like The Last of Us refers to titles in that current console generation.
I will ask you to retract that statement.
Okay. It's completely like the title Last of Us refers to.
Thank you.
That's some good shit. I noticed a lot of the stuff on my list has been in develop for, like literally 5 years.
And then there will be heaps of stuff that's being made, obviously, but it's like a PS5, Xbox 2, whatever the fuck they're all called type of thing. So it's that weird middle part again where, like, this is the start of 2013, where we knew, like, BioShock Infinite's going to come out at some point, The Last of Us will as well, and then, like, NBA.
Maybe March 4th will turn up. Who knows?
March 4th. It's going to get here. I reckon my March 4th is going to be terrible because I'm thinking about it now. That's super superstitious of me.
Yeah.
But me saying super twice in a row then has also made me very anxious.
And the great thing is when you do a podcast, once you put something like that under the public
sphere,
what
the fuck?
What are you doing?
My watch started talking. It's been listening to me this whole time.
Put suicide in calendar for March 4th.
She said she didn't know how to respond to me saying that I was anxious because I said super before the word superstitious. Siri, get off my fucking case.
What I was going to say was that, the joy of doing a podcast where you flippantly mention something that's going to be in the future, you on March 4th now will get just dozens of tweets of people going, how's your day going?
I made my own Are You Okay Day.
Yeah, there you go. Is Adam Okay Day?
I feel like Are You Okay Day's come early this year. But
also like...
The decorations are out. They're already selling hot sad buns.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Man, the fucking shopping centres start playing the Smiths earlier and earlier every year.
That is great. Seeing the poster for Are You Okay Day and just being outraged. Fucking hell. It's earlier and earlier every goddamn year.
It's only just been Black Friday. Ash Wednesday. Black Friday isn't the fire one.
No. Yeah. No. Well, here it is, but yeah.
Black Saturday.
Black Saturday, yeah.
Oh, Black Saturday. Okay.
The day when that Hey Hey episode aired. Anyway.
That was a Wednesday.
Truly a dark day in our history.
That like 2013-ish sort of time is, I think, where we're back at again.
Sure, but at the same time, I was thinking about it before and like, you know, a game that you and I both had on our end of year lists, Adam, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. We didn't even, we had an idea that it would be happening, but it wasn't announced that it was going to be coming out last year until January.
Nintendo in particular, but with, like, Nintendo will be like that again this year. They're the same. Like, we know Animal Crossing will happen.
Yeah.
We know fucking
Pokemon.
We'll get to these in more depth.
Well, do you want to go through?
But just to Sony and Microsoft. Sony's not at E3. I feel like they're barely going to fucking talk about anything for a year.
Yeah.
That's my impression.
Potentially a new console, but potentially not.
And if they do it, it'll be on their own terms and probably next year, because I can't see a point where they would do it during the year to have it ready for a Christmas period.
Right.
And not want to be at E3. Unless their reasons for not being at E3 are purely because they think they can go in on their own.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say with them. And then Microsoft, like, I guess Halo. Same situation. So it's going to be a real quiet year from pretty much everybody would be my prediction.
Mm. Well, do you want to go through the... I bet
March 4th will be when they announce the PS5.
Yes. Yes.
And that's how we know that someone in at Sony listens to this every week.
We've got insiders at Nintendo. Hey,
yeah, exactly.
Possible. It's possible.
Yeah, shout out again to our mole in at Nintendo. Yeah.
We don't want to give away who it is, but let's just say it rhymes with Pigaroo. Piyamoto.
Ah, the P word.
Pigaroo's it's a pretty Pikachu. Great character.
Yes.
Shigeru getting turned into a pig. There you go.
Yeah, it's like Spider Pig.
Yeah. All right, so do we want to just go through kind of like, let's go through through the year in
yeah,
order
mine's
of stuff
in order.
That does have dates, and then we'll do all the kind of the big question marks at yep. the back end, because yep. most of mine is question marks. Do you guys have anything for Jan?
One thing.
I've got a few things. I've got Fitness Boxing, which is already out. I wanted to talk about because I've been playing it and it's fucking great.
Okay. That's so Ben. I can't wait. One of my most anticipated things is the thing that I've already been playing.
Yeah. The thing I'm looking forward to most is the past.
Yeah, I love Ready Player One.
Yeah, yeah.
Fitness Boxing's out and we're not going to talk about it probably any other week.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's like just an exercise game on Switch. The physics of it works perfectly. I like it. It's a good buy.
Fuck, you're confusing. Like, someone posted about it in our Patreon group, and then you were like, this sounds awesome. And yeah. then you were messaging me about it going, it's so good. And I was like, if I had to predict a game that Ben Vanel would absolutely fall in love with, it would not have been Fitness Boxing on the Switch.
Yeah. You know, I'm into fitness.
Yeah, fitness whole game in my ass.
Fitness dick in my mouth. Fitness burger in my mouth.
Both equally good takes.
But yeah, so it's so what? You use the Joy-Con and you do a little bit of yeah. little bit of pump class in front of the telly.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't punch anyone. It's not like Wii Boxing, which I did also love. But yeah, it's just like an aerobics class.
Yeah,
but
cool.
it's really well done. It gamifies exercise in a way that makes me want to exercise.
So, mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean, that's a big tick. I'm looking forward to new Super Mario Bros. U DX. I want to play that. I haven't played.
Yeah, that's out on Friday. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. yeah.
It's a good 2D Mario platformer.
Yeah.
And there's all the...
I hate the... Wah, wah.
I know.
It really turns me off of that entire series.
You should just turn the sound off.
Nah, not... Nah, I can't do that. I've never been the sort of person who can turn off game sound and listen to a podcast or whatever, because I feel like I'm not getting the whole thing.
Okay.
I like games where you can mute the music but keep the sound effects on. That's perfect.
The Spotify apps on the PS4 and whatever now as well is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's make that stuff easier.
But yeah, I am 100% with you, Adam. Like, I do not like the style of those games. They're fun platformers, but I think
they
stylistically they they kind of I was saying in on the Facebook page that it's a bit of a shame that this port is coming out after Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Yeah.
Because I think it will kind of... I'll be interested to see what you think of it, Ben, because I think it sort of suffers in comparison to Donkey Kong game, which is like just a bit more creative and has a bit, you know, just a bit more kind of interesting stuff to it.
Mm. And again, just in general, I think it's a bit disappointing that this game is coming out after the year 2012 when it was released.
Yeah.
It more and more with these re-releases, it's like, okay, it better be fucking $10.
Yeah.
And it's not.
How long... Is this the third year for the Switch?
It'll be three years.
It's into its
third, you know, bunch of 12 months.
As of, March 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, that is genuine. It came out on the 3rd of March.
Oh, right.
That is insane then.
Yeah. That is uncanny. You were off by one day.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
In American time, it was March 3rd, which is March 4th here, so I wasn't off.
There you go.
I win like always.
Yeah. Very nice.
I was going to say it's wild that in the third year of a console, they don't have a new Super Mario Brothers 2D game.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. But I would prefer them to just be re-releasing an old one rather than be diverting resources into making another new one that would be near identical to this one anyway. Because they don't really tend to do much new stuff with these ones.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of here for it as long as it's just them going like, hey, we want to have a 2D Mario on the console really quickly. Like, why fuck around making a new one? Like, it honestly, if they made a new one, would just be the same as this anyway.
And I guess I'd give as much of a shit about this as I would a new one.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just
zero.
The same,
always the potential that the new one would be really good.
Maybe, but...
This is a really good game, though. Yeah.
And that's the other thing is, like, for me, this is a new one. So
I'm
playing devil's advocate.
Ports is ports.
Yep.
Right, that's out.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we spent that long talking about a port. Can't wait to see what we do with an actual AAA brand new release.
I mean, I guess we're all looking forward to Kingdom Hearts 3 in some way.
I don't know. I don't really know if I am or not.
I'm looking forward to it, and there's a few, like, there's a lot on my list where I'm curious in a general sense of, like, how is this going to be received? Will I like it?
Yeah.
It's going to be something interesting to talk about, but I that's where I'm at, I think.
I'm curious to see how it's received is the main thing for me too, yeah.
After having played and hated the first one, I still have an itch to play all of them because I find them fascinating.
Mm.
It's like it's this weird family who live next door that I want to fucking spy on. You know what I mean?
I don't think the family's the weird one.
Yeah. No, because they're
so it's
always
illegal to buy this game.
Every room is a different shade of lighting. Do you know what I mean?
What?
I've never looked at a different. I'm trying to, like, because every world in the thing is different. Like, if they were in there and you're like, when they go in there, there's a weird noise and I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like a creepy family next door.
Mm.
Like what Macaulay Culkin thinks about the shovel guy from Home Alone.
Yeah, okay.
And then you find out he has a heart of gold. I want to dig through to that kingdom heart of gold.
Mm.
But I don't know if it's there. I think it's maybe just a bad series.
Does he do the same thing to the old bird lady
in the
New York one?
Yeah.
Wow, he did not learn anything from that shovel man, did he?
Nothing at all.
Every creepy old person is just a friend waiting to happen. Mm,
to be fair, that second one was covered in pigeons.
Mm. Mm.
That's off-putting.
Yeah.
As much as you can respect some, like, the sanctity of human nature and all, like, oh, everybody's capable of having good in them.
Yes.
Fucking, that's a lot of pigeons for her to be wearing.
I don't know. I reckon lady with pigeons is less scary than man with shovel.
Man with shovel standing in snow, shoveling only snow. Lady with pigeons.
He wasn't covered in snow.
Keep in
shovel
mind
serves
you're
a
eight. You're not the age you are now.
8-year-olds know what the word function means. And a shovel serves a purpose.
I think I was scared of pigeons when I was eight. So, maybe that's, that's fair.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Kingdom Hearts 3. How did
Kingdom
you forget?
Hearts 3. I'm into everything I've seen about Kingdom Hearts 3 and I want to experience that, but I know that this is exactly the sort of game that I'll get to talk about this. I cannot see it being the sort of thing that I make it all the way through.
I predict that you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If it's anything like the first one. I haven't played the one since, but that first one's no good.
I don't know. I'm right on the fence. Right. I'm sort of glancing at the weird neighbors, but I'm still on the fence.
Pants still on.
You could probably see them pretty clearly from standing on the fence.
Hmm?
You'd be able to see them pretty well. What about Resident Evil 2?
Just quickly though, don't you think, Adam, that a lot of what you didn't like about the first one was stuff that's very of its time that would not be in this one?
Possibly, but I also don't know how much the basics of that series have grown because it seems like every subsequent one from reviews and stuff I've seen holds pretty true to what the problems I had with the first one.
Okay, right.
Resident Evil 2, however, that I'm looking forward to.
So this is a remaster.
It is a remake, complete remake of Resident Evil 2, which was like a PS1 game, fixed camera angle stuff. This is remade in the style of Resident Evil 4. I never really played through much of 2. I've played like maybe an hour of it and I'm not huge on the old style of Resident Evil games. This one looks fucking incredible.
Cool.
It's a lot of people's favorite ones still and it's being remade with that style of 4, which
That's cool. Because they used to be sort of static like environments that you would move, and so it's being more like over the shoulder third
person.
Over
the shoulder shooting focus type of thing is my impression. And it's basically a new game with the style of 4 and the kind of basic plot line and beats of 2.
Cool.
So, 2 being everyone's favorite or a lot of people's favorite, still not everyone's. Mm-hmm. And then 4 being the actual best one.
Yeah.
Marry the two together, they're going to have a hot kid when that kid grows up.
Oh, quick to jump in and save that one.
So you'll enjoy this game in 18 years' time is what you're saying.
It's been 23 or 4 years since the original 2 has come out.
Wow.
So it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
It's still a bit weird.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. I didn't know any of that. So that
sounds
good. And
that's out in like on the 25th of January, something like that.
It's in Jan.
I think I read today that 4 is coming out on the Switch too, which I Don't know if I knew that or not.
Ah, that makes sense, though.
It's on everything.
It's yeah, it's a piece of hardware with a screen and a processor. So
yeah. Resident Evil it's 4 on the is phone, on right? I think
it's on everything. Yeah, Resident Evil 4 is, I think, literally the most ported game ever.
Really?
Maybe Pong is, actually, or Doom must be.
Tetris.
But like
Donkey Kong.
Resident Evil, but all the Mario. Versions of Tetris are like different versions.
No, they're all the same.
No, they're different.
No, they're the same.
They're completely different versions of it. It's not the same code being taken over.
No, it's the same.
I'm going to call the ombudsman.
I just want to mention before we
Does
move on to
call the ombudsman anymore?
Yes.
You think so?
They absolutely do.
Yeah, yeah. We had drinks with Tim Clark the other day, and we spent about an hour talking about the ombudsman and how we all deal with the ombudsman in various ways.
A lot of people call the ombudsman.
I just haven't heard the ombudsman years, mentioned in like ages.
If there was one really bad cold snap, I reckon the ombudsman might get a lot fewer calls.
Interesting.
If you catch my drift.
I do get your drift, yeah.
Old people do it.
Yeah, 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 okay.
Nudge, nudge.
Generationally, the ombudsman will just be phased out, though.
Yeah, the ombudsman will become the ombuds dude.
Yeah.
And people will call him just to be like, what's up?
Like, you can't imagine an 18-year-old calling up the ombudsman.
Nah. But Twitter is the new ombudsman where people will go on Twitter and like tweet at a company, hey, you fucked up this thing, and they have to respond.
Oh, the worst. Yeah. The worst behavior.
I did it once.
Really?
Yeah.
I did it once when I got overcharged for a phone bill, yeah.
Yeah, I did it when I was really angry about like them charging me way more for delivery than it said it would.
Actually, wait, I have done it and I got results out of it.
Yeah, it really works.
We've
That's
all
why
called
people
the ombudsman.
Yeah, yeah. I went overseas. I went to the States in 2012 and this was like no global roaming charges not, you know, being a new enough thing.
Yeah.
That I went and had my iPhone on and was like turning it on and off intermittently, like the roaming.
Yeah.
And then getting back and getting like a fucking $2,000 bill or something. Ooh. And complaining about it on Twitter. And then someone who worked for my phone company DMing me and going, hey, I listen to the podcast. I'm leaving here in a week, so I don't care. I'll just scrub it off your account.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah,
best day of my life.
If anyone listening works for Tiger Airways, I'm trying to obtain a $120 reimbursement from Tiger Airways.
Yeah, yeah.
For a cancellation of a flight.
Yeah. What did you do? You got a hotel and... Although, no, they cancelled the flight
on me. They cancelled the flight on me, so I had to get a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bullshit. Anyway, whatever. Look, that's in process and it's my own fault for flying with Tiger.
Yeah.
What else you got for Jan?
I was going to mention Tropico 6. I mean, I love that kind of game. Yeah. 5 is awesome. And Yakuza 4 is being re-released.
In Japan.
Oh, is it only Japan?
Yeah, 3, 4, and 5 are all coming out. So 3's already out over there. 4 is coming out in January and then 5 is later in the year in Japan.
Yeah, right.
There's no official word because they're on my list too.
Yeah.
On when they're going to come over here. But once 3, 4, and 5 are remastered and you can play through the whole series on the PS4 is when I'm going to dive in,
I feel like.
I really want to play 0, but something about knowing that I can't just burn through the whole series if I fucking love it is keeping me slightly away. I love a box set. I'm a white man and I want to have that whole collection before I play 1 hour of the first one and never play any of them else again.
Yeah, okay. It's nice to know that you're really, really letting yourself down when you don't finish the rest of it.
I want to have 1,000 unwatched episodes of Blue Healers.
I'm keen to get in on those games as well. They sound cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so those remasters are coming out in Japan and more than likely they'll be released over here too over the course of this year, I'd imagine.
Yep, that's it for Jan.
Cool. I'll kick off February with something that I'm not keen to play myself because I can't, but I am keen to hear the thoughts of the one man on this podcast who will be able to play it.
This must be Cool Guy Simulator you're talking about.
Crackdown 3.
Yeah,
so in many ways, yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's on my list for the exact same reason.
Like,
yeah.
You as and the I one can't guy... play it, but you're the one that'll have to, and I genuinely cannot wait to hear all about it.
Yeah. As the one guy who can play this, as I own an Xbox One, it's not on my list. Mainly because I don't still believe that it's going to come out in 2019.
It's dated. It's got a date and everything.
Yeah, it's in
it has been dated every year for the last genuinely 6 years.
It'll be dated when it comes out because it is 3 years behind schedule
now. You have taken that word and you have used its other meaning.
I flipped it around.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
It's... Yeah, I forgot that that game exists and couldn't give a shit that it does.
It looks so bad. I was reading a bit about it today. It was like an IGN article about it, how they were boasting about some stupid thing in it, which is a feature that like would have been revolutionary 3 years ago and is just now just par for the course.
The second that they were like, and Terry Crews.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
They're still going like, destructible environments. Yeah. Welcome to 2014. Like, fuck yeah.
The state of the industry where it's like either ports of games that were good years ago or a new game that has been in development since that port came out the first time and nothing about it has changed. Like,
so many.
Sad. Yeah. Sad, sad.
People living in 2014 and listen, if you're there, register to vote.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's also a spin-off of a game that came out last year that's using the same engine. So that's, you know.
Far Cry.
New Dawn.
New Dawn. Yeah.
Mm. Which I am actually looking forward to.
So it's literally the same map, but post-apocalyptic. Because Far Cry 5, and this is a spoiler for the ending of Far Cry 5.
Block your ears if you don't want to hear it. Skip ahead 30 seconds.
La, 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 la.
It ends with a nuclear blast out of nowhere, and I'm assuming this is picking up after that.
That's what it says. It's like 13 years after.
And it's colorful Mad Max.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like a survival thing as well? Am I imagining
that? It's like you have a create your own character and you go through a single player story.
Yeah, there's a lot of Far Cry happening lately.
Yeah.
One game came out last year.
Three onwards has been the same game again and again. Okay. And
what about Primal, the bad one?
Yeah, exactly. I feel just like Five was fun again, but it.
I still didn't play it as much as it could have me play.
There was all that DLC for it too, and then the arcade mode and everything, and this just seems like so much so fast.
It does seem weirdly fast.
Yeah,
they could have given it a year. Yeah.
And it just Blood Dragon after 3, I remember that came out, and that was pretty rapid after that, but that was still like, oh,
it was,
cool.
And it was totally different.
And that was the first time they'd done that wildly different, here's the Far Cry formula applied to a crazy idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like Far Cry is one of those games where the people that play it and love it, it's like that's one of the only things that they play. So,
yeah, I don't know.
I do kind of like the fact that they just, like if you love Far Cry, this is awesome.
You
like
can
the fact
play
that they
Infinite
just really cater to you and they just like keep putting stuff out.
I'm not against it for the record. I think it's cool. I mean, I'm not ready to play it yet, but I'm glad that it's coming out. I think it's a fun idea.
It's just so off my radar because I'm not in the mood. And if I was going to play more Far Cry, I'd play the parts of Far Cry 5 I didn't do.
Sure, yeah.
So February has that. And do you have more Febos?
Yeah, I got heaps. Well, I got two more. Metro Exodus, I'm really interested to play. I've liked those games. They're cool. It's a Russian setting, which is different to something like Far Cry 5. That's probably...
Far Cry 5 set in America.
Yeah.
Which is nothing like Russia.
Yeah.
Yet. Register to vote, everyone.
Right.
I'm political today.
You're putting your balls on the line with that call. It's one of my patented puns.
That's good stuff.
But yeah, the Metro Exodus footage that I've seen looks fucking incredible. Yeah. And visually, it looks fantastic.
It is good looking. What they're saying about broadening the scope of those games, because I only played a bit of 2033.
But, right.
I believe both of them are fairly linear shooters.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of survival-ish, but like in the term of you get less ammo than most games.
Yeah,
that
totally.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, so sometimes there's radiation. That's, right. It's that kind of thing.
But it's a lot of corridor-ish type things.
Yep.
There is open world type of setup.
Yep.
And that seems to fit. Like Stalker, remember Stalker?
Yes.
Those games?
Yeah.
That guy used to watch his neighbors because he thought they reminded him of Mickey Mouse and all the characters out of Kingdom Hearts.
That was Cool Guy Simulator.
That Stalker. But yeah, Stalker was open world.
Yeah.
Nuclear Russia. And this is that now, but it looks maybe a little more approachable and streamlined and good looking.
Yes.
Seems cool.
Yeah. And then Anthem, which... Oh.
Oh, did you see there was a video, like a 15 to 20 minute long video, it was on IGN or something recently, of footage of Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it looked bad.
Yeah, I agree.
This first bit of the year is stacked with stuff that I'm not super sure I want to play, but I am just very interested to see... what the overall consensus is.
Which is why they moved them all...
Crackdown and Anthem.
That's why they moved them all back away from Red Dead.
Yeah.
So...
did that happen with all of them?
A lot. Anthem, definitely.
Yeah. Metro, I don't think so. I think that kind of just was announced last year and now it's coming out.
And same thing has happened for a few years now where there's... pretty heavy hitters come out at the start of the year. It happened last year with Monster Hunter and everything.
But yep.
Oh, boy, fucking Anthem looks bad.
Yeah.
That clip, the fucking voice acting in it is awful.
Yeah, that was what I was going to mention as well, because we saw the fake multiplayer stuff originally, and this is now written, scripted stuff, and it's also bad.
I couldn't tell. I genuinely was like messaging my brother while I was watching it, saying, "Is this? I can't genuinely tell. Is this meant to be the same thing where it's people playing the game pretending to talk to each other like they're friends?"
Oh, right.
But it isn't.
No,
it's this
not.
British robot that is telling you where to go, and he's like, "Well, buddy, leave over to there." I fucking can't remember what he says, obviously.
That was actually better than
It's just a lot of that fucking,
"Well,
like,
buddy,
you got this" type. It reminds me so much of Mass Effect Andromeda's type of writing.
Right.
It's BioWare again as well, and it's that style of fucking what like an alien thinks 27-year-olds sound like.
It's so,
like,
I've been playing Mass Effect Andromeda again because I just missed the BioWare games that were good, and it's what it is people who have watched Buffy but can't write.
Yes, exactly.
So this is a thing.
Completely. I fed every episode of Buffy into a chatbot.
Yes.
And this is what it wrote.
Yeah.
I completely, that's exactly what it is, and it's interminable. It's fucking awful.
It makes me cringe every time.
And then the voice, the acting, and then just the game itself. Turn the music off and the sound off and whatever. The music's probably fine.
It's third person Destiny.
And it looks dull.
Yeah.
It looks flat. That reminded me of Andromeda as well, of just the point, wait for the health bar to go down.
Yeah.
Looks quite pretty. It does look nice, and you're flying around in these big 3D environments, and there's a lot of sort of sparkly kind of fucking effects going on, but it just looks dull.
I read a thing on IGN today, which is just to remind myself of like what was coming out next year, of like them doing 46 games to look forward to in 2019, and this was one of them. And their thing was their text for it was something like, "Oh yeah, big shooter online stuff, and but you know, you're all flying around in Iron Man suits. Now you know what could be better than, you know, that's the best way of pitching it." And it's like, it's not, because I think that gives you a false like that sounds sick.
Yeah.
That sounds like it could be really good, but it sounds like that's not untrue, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be anywhere near as fun as what that makes it sound like.
Yeah.
Well, because like if you picture flying around in an Iron Man suit, I don't think you imagine, "Oh, I'm pointing my hand at someone and winning forever." And like there's, I sometimes pull the trigger to throw a grenade. You're imagining being like having to think in three dimensions fight in three dimensions and have this situational awareness that this game does not look to be asking from you.
There was a game on the 64 and I think a bunch of other consoles called Forsaken, which was sick, which was like shooting game, you're on flying motorbikes, and it was fucking mad. And just that, having to like kind of maneuver around completely 3D space, was
the old
so fun.
Space combat things like Free Space 2, I played fucking heaps of, and having to actually think with all six axes.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
battle axe
space combat in No Man's Sky.
It is nothing like that.
It is now. But Freelancer, Wing Commander, games like
exactly.
That.
Yeah. And this just looks like they've taken
fantastic. I really think you should go back in and give it another go.
They've learned the worst lessons from Destiny whilst making this game. It looks like to the point where all the stuff, like a lot of the problems with what little bits of dialogue there are in there, is them going like, "Ah, the Crepidans have come over to Scrogan Pass, and the Flipstons will move out of the way if we don't hit the Trogan Hammer with every
I love Nox coming up with alien shit. Someone please hire you to come up with a whole fucking alien.
They don't, just has to be on the spot.
Yeah. They only get you. Your session with this team is for 15 minutes, and you have to come up with like 100 different alien.
They have to call me on the phone at 3:15 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm scrimbles. Dead asleep. Huh? Brosten. His name's Brosten. He's the main character.
Commander Brosten.
That would be so good. I'd play the fuck out of that game. That'd be fucking great.
It just looks fucking unimaginative as well.
I think that's it. It doesn't look like anyone with real creative vision is behind it. It looks like the worst writers from BioWare have taken the worst inspiration from Destiny.
With all the sort of division-y type of
yeah.
bland combat games that have existed for this generation
yep.
after Gears of War.
Fuck you, Anthem.
Maybe. Maybe it'll be great. I'm happy to be proven wrong. I'm definitely going to play it.
I'm not.
But
I'll play it.
That would make me angry.
Yeah. yeah. I'll end up playing it for sure. But
I want it to be good.
I'd love for it to be good. Imagine having a good BioWare game again.
Yeah. God, that's a dream.
Anyway.
What did you have one more for Feb?
Nah.
Okay. March. Maybe one that I imagine might be on all of our lists, Sekiro.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking forward to this, even though we all played a little bit of it at PAX.
Yep.
And I walked away pretty unimpressed, although I feel like that is more down to the fact that it's a game that does not lend itself to being played in a tiny little burst on a show floor without knowing all the controls and being dropped into the middle of it.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think it looked nice visually, stylistically. Yeah. I sort of got along fine with playing it, but I don't think it benefited from just being dropped into a level.
No, and I didn't take much away either from that demo because it clearly wasn't running as well as it hopefully should be by the time it comes out.
Even the resolution kind of looked bad from memory.
Yeah. Which is the sort of stuff that comes towards, that optimization stuff is towards the end of a game being developed. So that's all good.
Yeah.
But still from when it was announced at E3, I thought, this looks fucking cool.
The grappling hook thing is sick.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah.
So, and I love Bloodborne and Dark Souls and Demon Souls as well. So it should be good.
Mm. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
I think that'll be, that's kind of, I guess the first big one that we're all looking forward to of the year.
There's nothing
really
outside of that. So one I've put for March here is Devil May Cry 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've still not really played any of the others. Again, similar to Resident Evil, I've played like an hour of one, something like that, and then just fell off of it for whatever reason and never went back.
Yeah, I think they were big when I wasn't into this kind of game.
Yeah.
And now I've played like God of War 3 and Bayonetta and I'm like, oh, yeah, this I'll give this a go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And it's, again, I don't like jumping in on stuff on 5.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'll you can get the HD re-releases of 1 through 4. Maybe I'll do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I probably won't, which means I probably won't play this game.
Yeah.
There's a demo of it up now on the Xbox One, which actually maybe I should play.
Yeah, try that.
Oh, fuck yeah, do that. Yeah.
It's only on the Xbox One
Adam,
for some reason.
Do that.
Yeah, do that.
All right, bye everybody. Adam. I'm going.
Okay.
Doop, 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 doop.
Bloop, bloop.
I'm sitting here playing my Xbox One now. Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
if you do, good.
Right. If you do go back and play the other four, please don't do what you did with Gears of War on this show, which was week after week when you were just reviewing the Gears of War franchise. Mm.
I had more fun doing that than I have ever had in my life.
Wow.
You just been
I'm an unhappy man.
Yeah. It's how I remember it anyway. It's Gears of War 3. It's Gears of War 3.
It's the third Gears of War. I put all of my games into a disc sleeve holder thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
To save space.
And then?
Nice. Couldn't find the disc for Gears of War 2.
Oh.
Don't know where it went.
Wow.
So
it's a mystery.
I'll never re-review that game.
Guys, if you know, then write in and let Adam know where he left Gears of War 2.
And also write an explanation as to why the fuck you know that.
Well, maybe they're your neighbor and they're spying on you as you're dressed up like Goofy.
Very intriguing.
When you stare into the abyss.
Giant katana.
Also, The Division 2 is coming out that month.
Yeah, not really particularly interested in that.
Nah.
I am looking forward to Yoshi's Crafted World. I liked the wool Yoshi game that was on the Wii U.
Where did Tommy go? This enormous baby has taken over the
Jesus
podcast.
Fucking Christ.
This huge child.
Every week with this guy. It's every week with this guy. It's something.
We skipped March 4th. And
is there a release on that day?
No, it's just going to happen and I'm sure that it will. And March 12th, my birthday.
Oh. Ah.
So, just putting that out there. Who knows if the listeners will decide to, you know, buy me a big gift or something.
Get him Gears of War 2 and he won't want it. He'll give it to me. So we're into April now. Well, I've only got one more game on here that has a confirmed release date.
I got a few more.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Yeah, right.
April, another one in the pile of interested just to see what it is. Days Gone.
Yep, same. Yeah. I'm definitely going to play it. I think it looks great.
Yeah.
I've been hearing real bad things. It's been like There have been people
Where have you been hearing this?
From games journalists who get to play games early before they're released. Not us.
Professionals. Right.
Yeah. So it's been shown at a number of events behind closed doors and quite quietly, and it's slowly been showed less and less.
Yeah.
And every time, all the accounts that I've heard of it are, ooh, this is not good.
Interesting.
And it never looked good to me, and it's nice to be vindicated, and I hope it's not good so that I can sit on that throne forever.
It's not out yet.
But no, it isn't out yet, and look, maybe it'll be
fine. A few months off. Yeah, it's like 4 months off or something. If it wasn't for the fact that there's motorbikes involved, I would think, who cares? If it was just another zombie thing,
yeah,
which is so overdone, but the whole bikey thing is just enough of a different take on that to make me think, oh, maybe this, I mean, riding around on a motorbike with zombies Could be cool.
Fair enough. It still looks pretty generic to me.
Mm.
But whatever. I've been wrong before.
So the developers of Days Gone are something called, what are they called now? SIE Bend Studio. They were formerly Eidetic, like E-I-D-T-I-C.
Right.
And they made Bubsy 3D.
And then they immediately changed their name like a criminal who knew they'd committed a crime.
I remember why I knew what the developer was. They made the Siphon Filter franchise.
Oh, I used to like those
games. They're fantastic games. So that gives it, you know, maybe some potential.
We'll see.
Well, it's interesting because once that's out, outside of Last of Us 2, that's kind of Sony kind of done essentially for the PS4 of what we know.
So they've got
big titles.
For exclusives, sure.
And with things with locked release dates.
Yeah.
Because they've got Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, that's right.
Death Stranding and Last of Us 2.
Oh, yeah, Death Stranding.
None of which we know will come out this year, but May.
Or 100% on the PS4, really.
Yeah. But I mean, there's Mortal Kombat 11's coming out. It's not an exclusive, but that's, you know, a Sony game.
I'm talking exclusive stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
There might be some VR things we're skipping over or whatever, but like the big things.
Oh, Dreams. Is Dreams an exclusive? Yeah.
Yeah, it must be, yeah.
Anything else for April, Ben?
Mortal Kombat 11 April, yeah. So I'm keen to play that. It looks cool.
My
favorite game of the year.
Wow.
Let me be frank.
We're doing a gig after this, Knox. Can you do your whole set as a Southern Belle?
I declare.
I would be so.
I got the tram here today.
I would be nervous to even approach it. I'll get in the touch of the vapors up here.
Team Sonic Racing.
Yes.
Just because the last Sonic Racing game was really, really good. Racing Transformed.
Racing All-Stars.
Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed. Right. Yeah. That was a really good game. I do not think this looks any good,
right?
But I am prepared to give it the benefit of the doubt because the last one was really fun.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Rage 2 is out in May as well.
Are you ready to rage?
I will be by May.
Yeah. I think I'm ready to rage.
Now?
I forgot that was sort of on the horizon. Yeah. And looking at that list today, I was like, yeah, I never played the first one. It looks stupid.
Having gone back and played some of the first one last year, I talked about that on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like it very much.
No, and you're not into the aesthetic either, are you?
No, especially with the seemingly quite put on coolness or like the punkiness.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the little clips of gameplay that we've seen of it looked kind of like Doom, the 2016 one.
Yeah.
So I'd be into that.
The developer I like. They have a good track record.
They're Just Cause, right? Avalanche.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think Mad Max, which is like one of my favorite games.
Right. Yeah, if the shooting is good, I will probably like that game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Despite any sort of aesthetic things that I might not be super into with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you will party hard when playing.
Oh, party, but I'm going to leave at 12:03.
Okay.
Interesting.
PM. Midday. I'm going to get there way too early.
Yeah.
Get embarrassed.
Party all night.
Turn around and go home.
For June,
Crash Team Racing.
Yeah.
Crash Team Racing.
Never played it. A lot of people talk very fondly about it, and I'm predicting that I'll need the horrible taste of Team Sonic Racing washed out of my mouth a month later.
I would be amazed if that game held up being released 20 years later.
I feel like racing games,
they don't change heaps,
they
I guess.
Hold up,
but the kart racing type of thing maybe has.
Yeah, I guess it just depends how much they're doing to it. how much of a remake it is.
Well, yeah. I believe it's along the same lines as those other Crash Bandicoot ones, where it'll play exactly the same, but look a little bit prettier.
Yeah. Oh, heaps prettier. I thought
a lot prettier. Yeah. I mean, a little bit in the way of someone underselling themselves. Like, at the end, there'll be a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like races date too badly.
And I haven't played this one either. Just speculating.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's great, and if it looks amazing, it'll be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it for me in terms of stuff that has dates.
I'm curious about Shenmue 3 in August.
That's the one more I've got as ones with confirmed releases. And I would be amazed if that one actually comes out in August.
Sure, yeah.
That's a 2020 game if it ever comes out at all.
Yeah.
But
it's a Crackdown 3.
It will be after 20. Yeah, yeah. It's more likely to come out than like the Final Fantasy VII remake, I reckon. But it's weird that thing's even being made. It looks as though it's being made on a bit of a shoestring.
Well, it was a crowdfunding project, wasn't it? Yeah.
Mm. Those remasters of 1 and 2, it's by all accounts, they didn't put a huge amount of effort into.
Mm.
But I liked 1 and 2 for what they were at the time. You like Yakuza, Ben. And they share a lot of DNA. DNA standing for damn nasty attitude.
Whoa.
But it's
that's
like
scary to me. I wanted to be nice.
I liked the pause just before it. He was putting it together in
his
head.
I was just making sure that none of the words were going to be gross.
Okay, then an N-word.
I hope that is along the same lines as the first two, and that I have the tolerance and patience for that anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
And if there's one thing I know about you, it's that your tolerance...
Shut the fuck up! I cannot wait for you to finish that sentence, you fucking asshole.
You fucking asshole. So there's I got like six more undated.
Yeah, I got a heap more undated.
I got heaps of undated.
Here.
Oh, God.
Let's all say all of them at once.
Right. Okay. Battletoads.
Animal Crossing, Bloodstained, Gears of War 5, Pokemon,
in the Valley of
Warcraft Classic, Metroid
Prime 4. I heard Bloodstained.
What's Bloodstained?
Bloodstained looks cool.
Yeah.
Crowdfunded. It's one of the original designers of Castlevania.
And one of the original members of the band Stained.
Yep. They've come together to make Castlevania with the soundtrack of whatever Stained sounded like. What song was by Stained?
It's been a while.
I haven't listened to them for ages.
Someone mod that game when it comes out. This is the only music that plays is... It's been a while.
So yeah, it's Symphony of the Night. It's a spiritual successor to that.
Cool.
And it's like a crowdfunded thing. It's taken a lot more time to come out than people thought it would. Mm. I loved Curse of the Moon, which was the 8-bit little small teaser one.
Little teaser thing. Yeah, I should play that.
I think it'd be right up your shit.
Well, I think I'm going to go in on I've never played a Castlevania game, so I think I'm going to go in on a couple of them because I've been enjoying playing as those Belmont brothers in Smash Brothers. And I sort of thought, oh yeah, these games are meant to be cool, and it'd be cool to have a bit more context for those characters.
Yeah.
I was going to start with there's like on the PS4 you can get Symphony of the Night and the one before it, Rondo of Blood, or whatever it is. But then some people suggested just start with the Super Nintendo one.
You could do. Right. I think that's probably a lot harder now.
The SNES one?
Yeah.
Right.
I would like Rondo
people
of Blood.
People seem to think it was the other way around, that the other ones were harder. Mm. I don't know.
I played Rondo of Blood. I have never...
Rondo of Blood?
Yeah.
What is Rondo?
Rondo McDondo.
It's like when you want to say...
There's an NBA player called Rajon Rondo, and that's all I can think of.
Yeah, it's about him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Fuck, sick.
It's Love Rage him. 2 and Rondo of Blood are both about him.
Excellent.
Are you ready to rage on?
Someone YouTube that.
Rondo, I don't know. I guess it's a musical thing. They were all musical things. Because it was Rondo of Blood, Symphony of the Night, Aria of Sorrow.
Right. How do you spell
Circle
Rondo?
Circle of the Moon.
Yeah. Dracula doing the Macarena.
Yeah.
Boy, they've really dug themselves a hole with this musical theme.
Who let the bats out? Vampnum style? That's no good.
Jacking off during Cats.
That looks cool, that game.
It does look really cool, yeah.
Who wants to go now? I will.
In the Valley of Gods is the second Campo Santo game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm curious. It apparently is a bit bigger and is... I mean,
because they got bought by Valve or like taken in by Valve during the production of this game. So I'm interested to see what effect that will appear to have on the game.
Yeah. Mm. I'm less interested in the setting than I was Firewatch, but...
See, I'm more interested.
Really?
The ancient Egypt, Indiana Jones type of thing
okay.
does it for me more than fucking dumbass loser sitting on his butt out in a fucking forest.
Too real for you.
Lame ass game. I wasn't super He's into never Firewatch. Been to the forest. I've been to a forest.
He grew up in a coastal forest.
Yeah, I watched fires there for ages. I started them.
Oh, that's what I mean. It's too close to home for
you. I didn't like playing the enemy. But yeah, I don't know. I wasn't super into Firewatch, so I'm not massively interested in this one either.
This is probably one of my most anticipated games of the year.
Really?
Really looking forward to
it. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. I'm less into this setting than I was the Firewatch setting.
Now that Valve have taken it
as well. I guess
we
win then, and we're correct.
Be interesting to see if it does come out this year as well, though.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if it's... Yeah, it is undated, so...
Yeah. How about you motherfuckers wrap your goddamn talk holes around a couple of these?
Yes.
Metroid Prime 4.
It's not coming out this year.
Is that... I don't think that they've said that that's the... I looked this up the other day. I thought they had said that it was this year, but they actually haven't.
No.
Yeah, but Nintendo don't say jack shit about anything they should.
Well, there's it wasn't no listed on a 2019 in-gaming Wikipedia page.
Oh, so some fucking dumbass sitting in the woods looking at fires didn't write up the Wikipedia page. I reckon there's a good shot it comes out this year.
I mean, yeah, if Nintendo need a big hitter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm really interested to see what happens with Nintendo this year because they have, as of this recording, there is heaps of stuff that they have said is this year, but there's not any info about it and there's not any dates about it.
So what do they have? They've got Animal Crossing.
They've said I'll just go through the stuff that I have.
Yeah.
So Animal Crossing is this year, Luigi's Mansion 3 is this year, a new Pokemon mainline game is this year.
Is Bayonetta 3 meant to be this year?
I think maybe.
Mm. Okay.
A new Fire Emblem is this year.
Yeah.
That other game that Game Freak are working on called Town, which looks really cool, is this year.
Is that this year?
Yeah. Wow. And Daemon X Machina is this year.
Right. Fucking
so up. they have a big year lined up.
Yeah.
We just don't know really anything about any of it in terms of what time of the year.
Yeah.
Or in the case of Animal Crossing, Luigi's, pretty much all of them, we don't really know anything about them. So
if Metroid Prime 4 isn't this year, I wouldn't be surprised to see that trilogy be re-released for the Switch. Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
That's probably the Switch game I'm looking forward to the most, Metroid Prime 4.
Mm. Right.
Don't know jack shit about it other than a logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just the idea that it's happening is very cool to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to Luigi's Mansion 3. I am ready to lose all of my real life friendships due to playing Animal Crossing non-stop.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
A new Pokemon would be cool. That Game Freak game Town looks great.
Yeah.
Daemon X Machina looks fun.
Daemon X Machina is a name that someone named Damien called themselves on MSN Messenger.
A bad name.
Yes.
Yeah. A bad name for sure. Yeah.
Whatever though.
Yeah.
If you're a mech game, I feel like you just kind of get a pass to be as fucking corny as
sure.
hell. Like it's already a mech game. Yeah, you know what I mean? And yeah, Fire Emblem, which I'll talk quickly about this. I started playing Fire Emblem Awakening on the 3DS this last week, which I kind of went fishing in our group because I just wanted to again, heaps of those characters are in Smash and I just kind of wanted to get a bit of context for them and whatever. And so it's just tactical strategy RPG. I did not know when I started playing it that it's all just maps, like it's all just combat. Like I thought there was maybe moving around in the world and being in towns and going into shops and stuff like
right.
that. There's none of that. It's just all combat maps. There is this Awakening has a thing where a staple of the series has been permadeath. So once someone in your party dies in battle, they're done forever.
Right.
You can turn that off in this, which I've done because I just kind of wanted to kind of cruise through it.
Mm.
But I would be looking forward to playing it because I've heard a lot of the compelling arguments for keeping permadeath on you know, you really feel those losses and it just makes you play it in a different way.
Yeah.
Instead of playing it like I am, like a real fucking asshole.
Oh, just dear.
Get in there, mate. Just get it done and put yourself on the line and be dead in the next move. But yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
It's a really, really great, big playing field, moving your little units around and all the different types and stuff. It's great. And then I went back and rewatched the trailer for the Switch version and just actually understanding what was going on in the trailer from a point of view of having played, I'm like, oh, this looks fucking sick.
Yeah, nice.
I used to love Advance Wars.
Yeah.
And this is the same sort of thing.
It's basically the same thing, just a different kind of...
I think the setting was always just less interesting to me, or the fantasy anime bullshit.
Mm. Yeah.
Was like, oh, I don't know.
It is a little bit by the numbers kind of stuff, but it is all, for being by the numbers, it is all very well done. Like, it's very believable and it's very rich and everything. But yeah, I mean, I'm like you. I do much prefer the whole style of Advance Wars in general. Mm. And I don't know why they're done making those games, seemingly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really, really enjoy my time with Fire Emblem Awakenings. Lots of fun.
I played the mobile game that they released like last year?
Yeah.
Early last year?
Yeah.
And
year before, maybe?
Yeah, maybe the year before. And it was fun. It's like, I mean, Into the Breach is the similar game that I played last year. Yeah. I like it. It's a fun kind of game.
It's all logic puzzles, really.
Basically. All those types of things. It's Mario plus Rabbids. It's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it's on Switch, I'll be playing.
Yeah, I think you'd really like it. Mm. It's really, really fun. So yeah, I think there must be a Direct coming soon because, interesting to see what happens with all this stuff because I think Nintendo have such a huge question mark.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the others do in terms of how long until they announce their new console, but, you know, Nintendo's right in the thick of it. And we know that all this stuff is coming up, but, yeah.
I just took The Last of Us Part 2 and Death Stranding off of my list because I got a little bit realistic in my head.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk 2077 isn't on there either.
No, of course, no.
But that's the game I'm actually looking forward to the most.
Yeah, that
out
looks
of
so sick.
Out of any game that could ever possibly be made.
Any game
for
that
me.
Is in production currently.
Yeah. Mm. For me, it's absolutely my most anticipated.
My last one on my list is Dragon Quest Builders 2, which out in Japan, will be out here in the West at some point this year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, had a great time with the first one.
Yes,
so
you did.
Seems like a bit of refining, bit of extra stuff in there, just a bit more of the same. Like I'm into it.
Cool. Sick. I've also got Skull and Bones, the pirate game.
Oh yeah.
Meh.
Wolfenstein Youngblood. Now, I've never played... What was...
Wolfenstein 2.
The new Colossus.
Yeah.
New Order was the first remake. Yeah.
Which I did play and loved.
Yeah.
I skipped the new Colossus. Just, I think I was busy with a different game.
It was a lot worse than the first one, too. Yeah. The gameplay was. Like, the story and stuff was cool, and it was like a fun ride. If you do play it, go through it on easy, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because the actual game is so much more poorly designed. Each of the little combat arenas is... shit. It's not well done as a shooter.
It's a real shame because their aesthetic in the games that I did. So they did the New Order and the Old Blood.
Yeah.
And I loved both of those. But gameplay and aesthetic and story and character was super solid.
That stuff's all great into as well.
Yeah.
It has my favorite cutscene of that year probably.
Right.
Like there's just one really fucking cool, well-directed cutscene. But it's not very fun to play.
Sure. I might just watch the cutscenes on YouTube.
Yeah, the ride is fun if you play it on easy.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Just pointing
and
shooting gives you the effect that you want from that game.
And so Youngblood takes a character from that.
Yeah.
And has a sequel, I guess.
I think it's set in the future is the premise.
Mm-hmm.
Like the future of this past. It's 2 is in the 60s. No. 60s, 70s, 60s, late 60s.
Yeah.
And then this is in like the 80s and it's BJ Blazkowicz's daughters.
Yeah, yeah.
Twin daughters. I think.
Right. So that's coming out this year apparently.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. There was listed, I don't know if this was actually supposed to come out this year, Star Wars Jedi : Fallen Order.
What the fuck is that?
It's a new Star Wars game.
Okay.
How do you figure?
I remember it was announced. I didn't think it was coming out so soon, but yeah.
Well, I got a couple of other little fuckers right at the end here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about God of War 2. We definitely won't, but I'm super interested in a sequel to that game.
Mm.
Yep.
I just wanted to mention that because I was thinking about it.
Sure.
World of Warcraft Classic.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes.
The new Coke of World of War. It's the original release of World of Warcraft brought live again, sort of updated, I believe, with sort of modern nicety type things.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't think I'll ever spend that much time in it again. And I think the thing I like about that game is in huge part remembering when I had enough time to be playing that game.
Sure.
But it'll be cool to go You know that old saying, you can always go home again?
Yes.
It'll be nice to do that.
You can always cross the same river twice.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I want to do. and then two Microsoft ones, Gears of War 5.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm curious about that in a way. Actually, in a way of maybe I'll buy an Xbox at the end of its lifespan when it's super cheap. And
might even be worth getting like a... Oh, I guess if you're going cheap, then yeah.
Yeah.
Because all these things
Gears
are...
You mean Gears 5, don't you?
I guess I do. Yeah, mean Gears, yeah. 5. Gears 5. I think they've dropped the Of War.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, there's
that's fucking weird.
Yeah. God of War just came out.
But God of War was coming out at the same time of Gears of War in the first place.
Yeah, I know.
I know, sweetie.
Doesn't make sense.
And which one do you mean? Do you mean the normal one or the fucking Pop Studio?
I mean the Pop Cap one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Funko Pop
no,
one.
Funko
the Funko,
Pops,
that's what it is,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I want to play. I love big heads. Mm. But the story of 4 was actually a really good continuation of that first trilogy and brought new stuff in, and it was really fun to play again.
5, story-wise, looks like maybe a slight left turn.
There's some stuff that happens at the end of 4 that this is like that I'm interested to see where this goes, weirdly. Right. Like, they've done a good job of starting a next-generation type of thing with Gears. And then Halo Infinite.
Right.
Which, again, maybe it won't be this year, but a new Halo game makes me want to scream.
That's a great way to end the episode.
So yeah, a lot of.
I had so much fun saying that. I really enjoyed my time saying that.
I mean, it was genuinely a great way to end the episode.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to cut it there. You didn't say anything,
okay,
Tommy.
Bye.
No, that's not true.
A lot of good stuff coming out. No, it doesn't seem like there's anything like really, really massive that we know of yet. Not like last year where we knew like Red Dead. Did we know? No, we knew.
Yeah,
we knew at the start of the year that Red Dead was coming. Yeah, yep. God of War and stuff.
Because it was meant to come out, or like it was announced in 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Or 16 and maybe meant to come out in 17 and then delayed or...
Delayed
some
twice?
Kind of big delay.
Like two like 6 month delays, I think.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything, just quickly off the top of your heads, is there anything that you can think like rumoured that's like maybe we'll hear about being announced this year?
I mean, like I said at the start of the episode, the consoles, next generation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's, we're not going to hear about big games until we hear about them.
Yep.
I think, we'll hear... I reckon we'll hear at least one... new console announcement.
Eric Walpaw, who wrote the Half-Life games. Eric Walpaw. W-O-L-P-A-W, I'm pretty sure. Walpaw.
I'm lost.
He wrote the Half-Life games. He's back at working at Valve.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Don't know if that means anything. Apparently it was like whatever he'd gone the ride on, I can't remember what it was now, was like a time-limited contract anyway.
Right.
So I don't know. But
Okay. So what do you think will be your game of the year? Or certainly what do you think will be in your top 5 of stuff that we've talked about?
Oh, boy. Out of the ones that are likely to come out, I went through and deleted every one of those games as I said them.
Yes,
why?
So did I.
Why? You guys are insane. So
I didn't want to bring them up again.
I just closed the document I was...
I think fitness boxing is my clear number one.
I don't know. There's not something that stands out for me. There's not something I'm like... super crazy excited about.
I reckon Animal Crossing will be on my list.
Ghosts of Tsushima, probably.
I think if it comes out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This In the Valley of Gods, potentially.
Yeah, weird year. There's no big...
I'd love it if The Last of Us came out this year. That would make me real...
That would be great.
Yeah.
I really want to scream.
I don't like Metro Exodus. I don't know. There's a bunch of games that I... think I'll like.
Yeah.
It's hard to say,
But there's no like boom. Like, you know, I feel what? Like the last 2 years, all of us have had one that at the start of the year we all could have gone, that's my shit, 100%. I know I'll love it.
Yeah. Astrobot, Rescue Mission, we all knew.
None of us really mentioned that many indie games as well, or like smaller kind of single person games or whatever. Mm-hmm.
They tend to really sneak up on me though.
Exactly. Yeah. So it'll be cool to see what comes out of nowhere with that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, guys, we better wrap it up for there. If you are a Patreon subscriber, we'll see you over there on the episode of that for this week.
A lot of sizzle for that episode.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. Let us know what you're looking forward to in 2019. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next time, as we always say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Filthy AF.
2019 makes me want to scream.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.